So we're talking today about To Light a Fire, 20 years with the Inside Out Literary Arts Project, a project that began in 1995. Either one of you, take us through the timeline, how the idea began, and tell us a little bit about the founder, Terry Blackhawk.
Well, the idea is Terry's. Terry was a high school English teacher for the bulk of her career, and near the end of her teaching career, she started using poetry in the classroom, and then beyond using it, not only to write with her students and to get her students writing poems, she then started bringing in local poets to as guest writers into her classroom. Once she saw how that worked, she was able to sort of come up with this idea of, wouldn't it be great if that was just part of the everyday curriculum at the particular school that she was at. So she started doing that. Then she was able to sort of spin that into the very first year. She actually, with some support from an outside funder, she was able to place some poets in 5 different Detroit high schools.
How did she choose those high schools, Peter?
I think it was mostly that she had contacts within those buildings. So I remember that first year going into Davis Aerospace, where there was a teacher that Terry was friendly with named Dana Payne. Henry Ford High School, there was a teacher who believed in the value of writing by the name of Roberta Herder. Deborah Thompson at Cass Tech. So she sort of had connections within the community itself, and she, the teachers were very open to the idea, and then once they saw it worked, things started to take root.
And you were involved at the beginning too as well, right?
Yeah, I was one of those first writers that was sort of, that first year I ended up going into all 5 of those schools and working with students, getting them writing. They were shorter residencies back then. We would go in for a week or two at a time, usually for, a week straight or 2 weeks straight, whereas now we go in typically once a week for a year-long residency. But once it started working, we put, for each of the schools that we were in, we put out a very handsome-looking literary journal that showcased the work that the kids did during those 2 weeks. And now we do the same, just showcasing the work that gets written, over more like 22 weeks.
So tell me how the kids respond to this. Is there resistance at first, or do they immediately embrace this? Because writing is something that's very vulnerable.
Yeah, I might let Nandi talk as one of those founding former students in terms of whether or not there was initial resistance or not.
Tell us about your experience, Nandi. How did you feel when someone walked into your classroom and asked you to write your heart out?
I think it really, for me, started when Terry asked me to write. So it wasn't, I remember Pete coming into my classroom for the first time, and I had been trying to write poetry. I had been introduced to poetry, and Peter was a fiction writer. And it was challenging because I didn't know I had stories that could be written. I couldn't conceive of myself as someone that could write the fiction that we read every week in our English classroom. And so it was really a powerful thing to be taken through the process of allowing myself to contemplate what a story could be and trying to develop that into an idea and going through revision. And so for me, it was really changing, even though I had already been writing, and as a writer in residence now, I don't really get a lot of resistance from the kids. I think that they are so accustomed to the way that literature is presented to them that when you as a writer come in and you say, we're going to write poetry, the response may vary from age, but they're almost always, it's very open and welcoming. And you'd be surprised how many kids will already have ideas of what they want to do once they know that you're going to give them time to do it.
So you've already built up a reputation at this point, is what you're saying.
Most of them, I don't think they even know that we're coming.
The reputation is more with the teachers within the building or the classroom that believe in the value of what we do. So the ideal situation is when the teacher is very enthusiastic about having us as guests in their classroom, and then they'll sort of set things up. They'll say, you know, we're having this program. You're going to be writing with them. They're going to put out a book that showcases your writing. So that's about as much as they might know going into it. But our job is just to sort of, whether or not we're met with resistance or not, just to get them to see that they can do what we're asking them to do. And early on, I think one way that we do that is by putting the students into situations where what we ask them to do, they can actually do it and do it well and see that it's not quite as daunting to write a poem, even if they've never written a poem themselves. Many of them have. Many of them, you know, it's part of the curriculum, but we sort of dance around it a little differently, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think it works to our advantage as well that we're guests in the classroom. They might even consider it, you know, almost a free day where, oh, today's the Inside Out day. We don't have to do our usual grind work, whether or not that's reading Macbeth or writing an autobiographical essay or, some of the just more standard elements of the curriculum. So many of the students look forward to it. Attendance is usually higher on Inside Out days. We've learned through evaluations. So the kids look at it almost as a non-working day, though, of course, we're sort of just tricking them into believing that it's not work to be creative. But, you know, I think if the writer does their job and entertains the kids and engages them in a new way, the kids will go where you invite them to go.
I wanted to add that there's this really beautiful product at the end. And once there's not only the introduction of the activities that we're doing weekly, but when you remind them that the work that they're doing is to collectively produce this beautiful piece that will represent all the work that they've been doing for the year, there's an expectation. There's this really a dedication that will happen within the classroom because now there's a investment in putting out something that they really are proud of, and they know that they want to be included in that process. So,
Nandi, you're a writer in residence at this point, yes?
Yes, I've held a lot of hats at Inside Out. So right now I'm a writer in residence, yes.
So how do you go about choosing these writers who visit these classrooms? Are there many like you who were once one of the students and today are one of the teachers?
Yeah, there are a couple of us that are alumni that we, as students, were introduced to literary arts through Inside Out. There are some of us that, a lot of us are local writers who work on our own work and see Inside Out as a way of giving something to youth who maybe didn't have it when they were growing up, that it's a way for them to really inspire kids into this kind of field or process. We have writers from all kinds of walks, but I am definitely a part of a crew of people that have gone through the Inside Out program and now see it as so powerful that we want to contribute to this kind of process for writers in the future.
I mean, we really pride ourselves on the fact that people like Nandi, who you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, she was one of our students. There's also a poet by the name of Shante Brown, Terrell Morrow, Justin Rogers. These are all people, young writers, who we met when, before they were writers, sort of helped them discover the fact that, hey, I can do this too. Not only the writing element of it, but then the teaching of it and the sharing the gift and the passion with others. I don't know that there are that many other projects that might be able to say that or make that boasting kind of claim that not only do we help these writers find their voice as writers, but we help them find their voices as teaching artists and someone who now is employed by the same program that, you know, they worked with when they were in high school. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm waiting for the day when, you know, and I run into students all the time that had me when I was their third grade writer in residence who are now seniors in high school, when all of a sudden we get a student who came through and first, you know, was an Inside Out student as a grade schooler and then came through the system, so to speak, and go off to college and then return to us saying, hey, you know, you were a big part of my life. I now want to be, I'm a poet. I want to now be a part of your program. Mm-hmm. And that's just around the bend, I suspect.
Yeah.
There's a very neat element here of paying it forward, of getting something from the program and then passing it on to the next group of kids. And how many schools and how many kids? You're in the thousands now, aren't you, with how many kids you've taught?
For sure. I mean, every year, I'd say on average, we're in at least 25 schools. This year, it's probably in the 25 to 30 range, you know, K through 12. And that's always sort of, you know, we have a sustaining number of schools that bring us back year after year, and pride ourselves on that, of course. And then we get new schools all the time who, you know, people just mostly through word of mouth, teachers leaving one building who want to bring us into their new building. There's a lot of change that takes place here in Detroit in terms of principals moving from one school to another. So a lot of times we'll be brought over by that principal because, again, they want what we do to be a part of their community.
How does it differ when you say K through 12? It's got to be quite a different program when you go in to talk to kindergartners, first graders, and when you're talking to high school seniors.
It's a little different, but it's not all that much different, honestly. You know, I can take what I do with, you know, third graders. I mean, of course, their skill level is a little bit different, but I can also sort of carry that into the high school level and tweak it a little bit. But, you know, there's things that I teach with young kids that are just organic to a child's imagination that when you all of a sudden are in a high school classroom or middle school, maybe they've lost touch with that inner child, so to speak. So I think it's a real nice way to get older kids back in touch with, you know, what fed them early on, which, of course, is the power of the imagination. I mean, I talk to my students all the time, even at university level, saying, you know, the poem that we just read and talked about and what you just wrote, you know, I did that last week with some third graders. I brought third grade poems written by some of my students into, you know, my university classrooms to inspire adults. So it's, you know, yes and no in terms of it's a different experience.
At this point, you have, your fame has gone beyond Detroit. I'm reading somewhere that you went to the White House, that you've been on PBS. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we have, we were guests at the White House for receiving the Coming Up Taller Award, where we had a student, we were honored by Michelle Obama, and they asked one of our students to read a poem during the award ceremony. And it was a very very big thing for us because the Coming Up Tyler Award is awarded to organizations that provide quality after school programming. So along with our in-school programming, we have Citywide Poets, which services several communities around the city for high school students who are interested in writing and performing their work. So it was a really big deal to have the White House ask us to come and have a presentation.
And Citywide Poets, you just mentioned that. How does that differ from the Inside Out Literary Art Project?
Well, Citywide Poets, I think one of the major differences is that it's a very safe space for high school writers who want to really further their experience with creative writing, and particularly with poetry and performance. And we have, I think we're going to have 5 sites this year in schools and community centers around the city, where once a week students come from all over to their designated site to meet with 2 writers. And they really go into a very in-depth workshop. So it's really it's an intensive experience. It's also voluntary. So these are youth who have decided that they really want to pursue writing during their high school years. And they also get professionalized. So as they're honing in and perfecting their skills as writers, this group gets invited to perform all over the city and all over the country. And so they're learning about what it means to be a professional poet. They bill, they revise, they perfect. So as I was saying with Citywide Poets, it's a space for youth who are invested in really perfecting their skills as poets. And because it's a poetry and performance workshop for them, we also give them opportunities to perform and represent Inside Out in local communities and different events. So they'll be performing at the Noel Night in December. Every year we are represented at the Martin Luther King celebrations for Wayne State University. And we also host the Citywide Youth Poetry Slam, which decides on which youth will represent the city of Detroit at the National Poetry Slam and Brave New Voices. So we really, that program really works to help professionalize high school age writers who really want to see what it's like to be a professional poet as an adult.
Now, I would imagine that both of you, and Nundi, actually, you are a success story, but both of you must have some favorite success stories of maybe a child who is difficult to reach or had something particularly intense to share through creative writing. Do either of you have some stories you could share?
Oh, I could go on about this. I think, more generally speaking, I know you said specific, but generally speaking, I think one of the things that I am always very proud of is that sometimes the student that most people say is the student that will be your problem child when you are going into this process. Every teacher knows which kid is a little bit more distracted or gets away with things a little bit more in the classroom. And sometimes they'll tell you, well, this student, I don't know if he or she is going to be receptive to this program. And it never fails. They're usually the ones that are the most productive and the most engaged than any other student in the classroom. They really take to having a different presence in the classroom, and they really take to having the freedom to express themselves. I can't say enough how engaging Inside Out can be for the students that maybe find themselves a little stunted in the everyday life of being in the classroom.
They're probably the most creative children who have a hard time being in a box.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we get it all the time from a teacher who will say things like, even especially early on before we get to know the students, let's say a student at whatever grade level get up at the end of the hour to volunteer to share what they've just written. And we just think it's a student who wants to share and isn't proud of what they've just written. And, you know, we celebrate that and honor that. But then after, you know, let's say that we're walking out of the classroom and the teacher will sort of tug us by the elbow and say, you don't realize what just happened. You know, he or she doesn't ever speak in public like that. Or I remember vividly having this one student who was, I think it was second grade classroom, who had a pretty severe stutter. And again, I didn't realize that. And he volunteered to read something, and he got up there, and it was like he was Miles Davis blown into his trumpet. And only did I learn after the fact that oftentimes whenever he was asked to speak, you know, he was challenged to string words together. But there was something of that, you know, we opened up a different door in his brain that the stutter seemed to almost miraculously disappear. I don't know how that happens, but, you know, maybe we, all of a sudden we made him feel comfortable about language in some new way that allowed that to take place. But like Nandi said, we get students all the time who shock their teachers by either being so tender. You know, the kid who's sort of brash and bold all of a sudden might write something that's, you know, comes from the heart. Or, you know, sometimes a kid who's the real quiet kid might write something that is more of an outburst or a rant that allows him or her to find a new voice and a new way of being in the world, which I think is incredibly important. One thing I wanted to add too about students of ours who've gone on, or how we've gotten some national attention through PBS and places like that. One thing that we really, you know, pride ourselves on is that, you know, we might have brought some attention through our program to the young people of the city, but really when you watch any of those shows, it's the kids who, you know, are given an opportunity to be who they are, and that's really what is changing people's perceptions of what it's like to be, let's say, you know, a 13-year-old kid living in the city of Detroit. You know, of course, the rest of the world has a perception of what it would be like to be that kid, or what it's like to be anyone here in the city, or what the city's like. And then all of a sudden, we give an opportunity for these students to say, well, that's not how it is. You know, this is who I am, not who you think I am.
Oh, I love it. Those are great stories. So, Nandi, I have to ask, were you a troublemaker?
No. I think in general, I think almost anybody who knew me, I was a pretty good kid. I think the only trouble I ever made was like sneaking out to go to like poetry shows and stuff. unfortunately, no.
But she's dangerous on the page. That's where she's allows herself to be reckless.
I will say this, I think people are quite shocked that even though I was with Inside Out through high school, and I had been writing even after I had left high school, and I'd taken creative writing classes, I left high school pretty much convinced that I was going to do pre-med. And I didn't change my... I still, even though I shifted towards an English and Spanish degree when I was at the University of Michigan, and I was still writing, I really didn't commit myself to really being a professional poet until I was in my mid-20s. And I think the thing that we have to remind ourselves about is that Inside Out, we don't set out to make professional poets. It's great that we have alumni that take this on as a profession, but our real goal is to show how youth can develop personal expression, how they can develop their hone in their writing skills, and really become strong leaders in their communities. Even if our slam champion, you know, goes on and doesn't think again about writing a poem, that person has gone on to be a leader in his community, his or her community. We have people that 10 years ago were leading poets in our after school program who are principals at high schools now, who are teachers in their community. So I think even though our alumni aren't returning to Inside Out to become writers in residence, they are definitely showing us that they have really developed their skills as adults.
Well, poetry probably doesn't pay as much as medicine, but I would think you're still doing some healing out there.
Absolutely.
Well, it pays my soul much better than my chemistry class did.
There you go. So. So with so many schools cutting the arts, what do you two have to say to that?
I mean, I think it's a disgrace that I walk into these buildings where, you know, they used to have an art classroom or a library even, and now those rooms are used for storage. That's just sort of the harsh reality of this particular landscape here in Detroit, and I'd say probably elsewhere across the country. That absence just creates more of the necessity for programs like Inside Out and other arts programs that go in to try to salvage, the gutting of the arts. And like Nandi said, just allow these kids to do something other than to prepare for standardized tests.